Come on, if you're clapping for Jesus, make it bigger. Make it better. Jesus is the sweetest thing I know. He's always just the same. That's why praise his holy name. That is the reason why I love him so. Jesus, Jesus, he's the sweetest name I know. He's the sweetest, Jesus, he's the sweetest thing I know. He's always just the same. Oh, praise his holy name. That is the reason why I love him so. Jesus is the sweetest name I know.
Lift your hands.
Power belongs to you. Power belongs to you. In heaven and the earth, all power belongs to you. Power belongs to you.
Power belongs to you.
All power belongs to you. In heaven and the earth, all power belongs.
Favor, favor belongs to you.
Favor belongs to you.
Favor belongs to you. In heaven and the earth, all favor belongs to you.
Glory belongs to you.
Glory belongs to you. Glory belongs to you. In heaven and the earth, all glory belongs to you.
Every struggle of failure in your life, let them sink before you in the name of Jesus. Let them sink. 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 In the name of Jesus, your efforts will be honored. In the name of Jesus, now I command the earth to yield your increase for you. Let Abuja yield our increase for you. Let where you live yield our increase for you. If you believe it, shout a louder amen. Let powers assigned to make your activity to be in futility, let them be buried before you. If you believe it, shout hallelujah. God will crown your efforts. If you believe it, shout amen. You're going to pray loud and clear. You see anything?
Anything.
Can you make it louder?
Anything.
Contrary to God. Chasing wealth out of my hand. In the name of Jesus. What are you waiting for? Before I leave here, be buried. In the name of Jesus. Every power chasing wealth out of my hand, frustrating my effort, making my activity in futility. In the name of Jesus. Before I leave here, be buried. In the name of Jesus. Pray with passion. Don't forget, the heartfelt continued prayer of a righteous man makes tremendous power available and is dynamic in its working. Thank you, Father. You're going to pray another prayer from your heart. You're going to say, Father, in the name of Jesus, every power, make my vision to hibernate. Can the sister teach your brother how to pray this morning? Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, any power that is making my vision to hibernate. Can everybody shout, Father, in the name of Jesus, any power assigned to me to make my vision to hibernate, die. Pray that prayer. You may think you don't need this prayer, but God wants you to be moving forward. The plan of the enemy is that you remain the same. Be on the same spot. Say, my vision will not hibernate. In the name of Jesus. Marebabababa. Pray from your heart. Make tremendous power available. Because you've been in a spot for a while. You're on TV, you're watching. You're in the view center, you're watching. Any power that's made my vision or assigned to me to make my vision to hibernate, I command you to die. You'll not see the end of this year. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name. Let me get started by welcoming the person on the left and on the right and say, you're welcome to DP. Amen. Be seated. God bless you. God bless you. Proverbs 27, verse 18. I want to start reading from verse 18. The Bible says, whoever, nobody's name was put there, whoever keeps the fig tree will eat its fruit. What? Whoever keeps the fig tree will eat its fruit. So he who waits on his master will be honored. A lot of people want honor, but they don't know how to wait on their master. In this generation, waiting on the master is like an insult. It's as if you don't carry grace. I have had people abuse me that I just want to impress my mentors. And I know their level. They don't understand the Bible, nor do they understand what I'm doing. Some of you know my mentors. How much will I give them? But he who waits on the master will be honored. Now, this refers to God. But if you cannot honor a man you can see, how can you honor a God you cannot see? Whoever keeps the fig tree shall eat of it. What we have in this generation is that people want the system to be loyal to them, but they don't want to be loyal to the system. When they want to do anything, they want people to step in. But they don't step in when they ought. See, leadership has expectation. Followership also has expectation. Know that. Don't come out from the bush and expect that everybody should bow or bend over backwards for you. People want their own vision, but they don't want to support another person's vision. And I tell you, if you see it in the Bible, come and show me, I will stop saying it. Nobody gets their own by pursuing their own. The way to getting your own is serving another person. The Bible says, if you're not faithful in another man's, who? Not even the devil, not even demons. Who will give you your own? So your own may not be a pulpit. Your own may not be that your uncle's own. But as you serve them, somebody's paying your school fees, you go on holiday, you can't even wash their car. And he's paying money all the time. And you're saying, the devil is attacking me. Yeah, he will attack you because he has attacked you long ago. That you don't realize that every good turn deserves another. It is those who wait upon the master that will be honored, not everybody. Who doesn't like honor? Not even the devil. Everybody, including me, everybody, including God, likes honor. But don't only like honor, also like to wait on the master. Because the servant that waits on the master shall be honored. But I want you to know something as I move forward, that the master knows those who wait upon him. God knows. If you're a visionary, you know the worker that waits upon you. Now you can raise sycophants, but you know someone that waits upon you. The day you're down, you know who to talk to. When you begin to feel important in the system, it happens a lot. Maybe you've stayed long in the system You are part of the system. You know the pros and cons of the system. Or the visionary has caught a portion for you. You start feeling important. When you chase yourself away from the place, you now realize that you're not as important as you thought. The reason why people are greeting you, the reason why people are placing importance on you is that the person gave you opportunity. I'm telling you, I've been there. Amen. How many people want to be to eat of a tree and they're not loyal to the tree? Eat of some work. You see that the leader is the liar himself. The word keep, whoever keeps the fig tree, means protect. Anybody can be where they can say things and it comes to pass. Anybody can be there. Oh, I've spent 20 years in that place. Anybody can be there. Do you keep, do you protect the vision? Do you protect their money? I'm talking to you. Please go and look for a message I've preached, winning in the corporate world. Before you say, everybody's a Muslim, they don't like me. Before you say that, I have a peer that a Muslim governor refused to release him. And he knows he's a Christian. Because he's faithful. When it comes to faithfulness, religion hangs somewhere. The call law hangs somewhere. When it comes to faithfulness, because you want to be real on the face of the earth, be faithful. Because faithful men disappear on the face of the earth. And I'm not only talking about this church, I'm talking about where you work. Many people have called. Do you think you ought to be there? Then be faithful. I've called many people. Please be faithful to that man. Be conscious. As long as God wants you to be there, that's the way to enter your own. But some people don't realize. I pray for you in the name of Jesus that you will get the fullness of this message. To keep means to tend. Do you tend? Whatever is given to you, do you put extra effort? What my pastor taught me when I was growing as a Christian, I'm still growing, is that do more than what you are paid for. Do you attain what you are given, what God has given to you? You can't hang out with anybody. There are bosses who comes in, sees you talking with his adversary, and just marks you. From that day, you lose favor. You can't talk with anybody, hang out with anybody. At anybody attend your event, you mix with everybody, and then you expect that the leadership will be faithful to you. No, it doesn't work like that. Loyalty chooses sides. Why is it quiet in this Pentecostal church? Maybe I should have prepared something else. But I'm telling you, if what I'm sharing, I'm going to see results in people, you got to listen to me now. In 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 30. For Samuel, Anna was filled with spirit and began to talk. Therefore, the Lord God of Israel says, indeed, I said, indeed that your house and the house of your father will walk before me forever. But now, the Lord says, far be it from me. For those who honor me, I will honor. And those who despise me, shall be lightly esteemed. You see in the system, some people are lightly esteemed. You say, they won't just mean in that place. No. Give that people. If you are proud, what you have or what you can do is useless. Because you are not usable. I am talking to you from experience. You are not usable. So if you are still low on the strata, you can't get what I'm saying. But if you are up there, the first thing any presidential aspirant, the first thing he's doing right now is building a team. He can't afford. Do you think people didn't lie after Ananias and Sapphira? Peter couldn't afford to start the church with them. That was why he killed them. Why didn't he kill other people? Because pillars, the mixture of pillar, the concrete you mix to form a pillar is different from to plaster a house. Are you following what I'm saying? I'm glad what I'm saying is strange to you. But this is the way to go. If you want to build a system and you want it to be lasting, this is what you should follow. Anybody that honors the system, the values, they are the people you must honor. Amen? Amen. Even God says, far be from me. I will honor those who honor me. God, I will esteem lightly those who despise me. There are people that despise their elders. I told you yesterday, I was talking to some security men 3 days ago. They said, you are father. I said, no, where I came from, you don't treat your father anyhow. You honor. God said, if I'm your father, where's my horn? That's what you give to a father. Not that you treat a father like it does me and say, you are my father. No, it's a wrong culture. In Matthew 24, verse 25. See, I have told you beforehand. What have I told you beforehand? Look at it in verse 46. In verse 46, therefore, if you see, therefore, they say to you, look, he is in the desert. Do not go out. Verse 46, not 26. Verse 46. Blessed is the servant. Blessed is that servant whom his master, when he comes, find him so doing. God will meet you on your duty post. He will find you so doing. In Matthew 25, I'm out of time. Matthew 25, verse 21. Matthew 25, verse 21. His Lord said to him, well done. God will not tell you well. He will tell you well done. Good and faithful servant. You were faithful over a few things. Hudson Taylor says, small things are small things, but faithfulness in small things is a big thing indeed. We were at ICC. Miles Murray was coming to our church for the first time. As I begged somebody, I said, would you make this thing work? Say, it will work now. Now that I'm HOD, it will work. He doesn't know that when you are faithful in small things, big things will be given to you. Oh, people will come late. They will handle things anyhow because small things were given to them. But God says, I don't operate like that. Small things. He said, you are faithful over few things. When David got to the brothers, he said, where did you keep the few sheep? So what David wanted to die for, the lion and the bear, was not a large flock, few. God said, from this few, in the wilderness, guess who first of all applauded him? He didn't hear clap. He heard meh when he sang. God said, because you are faithful with this few, I will hand over the nation to you because I've rejected Saul. Many people are waiting. Oh, when I travel, I'll be. Oh, when I graduate, when I get married. No. Either finds a wife. So the person was, first of all, faithful when it was few or when it was given few things to another. I will make you ruler over men things. Enter into the joy of your Lord. That will be what you will hear. I said that would be what you will hear. In John 12, verse 26. John 12, 26. John 12, 26. Hallelujah. If anyone serves me, let him follow me. Where I am, there my servant will be also. If anyone serves me, him my Father will honor. When Jesus Christ rose from the dead, the reason why the body of Christ is called more than conqueror is that when he received the belt as a victor, he walked into the crowd and handed it over to his wife. They said, this must be more than the conqueror. He is the conqueror, but this must be more than where he says, when he died, you died. When he rose, you rose. When he ascended, you ascended. When he's seated at the right hand of the Father, he made the wife to sit. The church that will never shine again will be against Jesus. The fact that God has a living, he said, where I am, my servant will also be there. Those who serves me. In that system where you work, are you where you want to be? Are you just complaining? Are you indulging companions of fools? And you just gather together in this place. I don't understand. It's one man business. It can, yeah, you can say anything you want to say. Nobody. I was privileged to mediate in what was going on in the company. That person traveled out, went to buy stuff. Nobody said, how much did you spend in buying stuff? Did everything. I don't want to waste your time. But the workers only sell. We are the ones making things happen here. No, you're not the one. You only sell. And for selling, they give you salary and they give you commission over the sale. Don't look at the 1 million. You don't know how much they see you bought the product. If he gives you every money, how will he rebuy the product? That's why most CEOs don't like to hire Nigerians. Because Nigerians don't just look at their salary. They look at everything. I say, we make money here. You can't tell if you're making, you don't know how much you give customs. You don't know how much you imported. You don't know how much you bought the stuff. You're just sitting down, sleeping, receiving salary, saying, we are the ones making money. You are not the one making money. They give you the price. They pay you salary. They give. Rid yourself of that mentality. Can somebody shout hallelujah? Oh, my boss bought me a car. He bought me a house. You know why? Because you are serving. To serve means you are solving problems. If you are anywhere, I just did my bit. They told you to do something. That's not my job description. Be breathing. They will just pay you a salary. It's your salary that is in your job description. And you go away. They will not do extra for you. But for you to expect extra, and you are not doing extra, it is the definition of insanity. Praise God. So I want to show you five things because of time. Number one, you have to be selfless to do this. In Colossians 4:12, talking about Epaphras, who is one of you? So he's a worker, a bond servant of Christ. That guy, they use the word doulos. I've explained doulos many times. Greets you. Always, not what it does once in a while. Always laboring fervently for you in prayer. So when you see that guy praying for hours, he's not praying for himself. He's praying for the organization. Pray for people. What is he praying about? That is, you have a car? That you have a house? No. That they will be complete in the will of God. When people give their lives to Christ and they go back, they say, I hope they are following these people up. Are they paying salary to the people in PCU? Why don't you join them? I think I like the people on this. Why don't you join them? That thought came from the place of responsibility. I just hope that the people that are getting born again every Sunday, they are following them. Who are the day? Who? But you. You are the day. So you must be selfless to be able to do this. It is the selfless person that eats of the fig tree. Not someone who is full of himself. Anything that doesn't pay you momentarily, you don't do it. But you want the tree to give you fruit. It doesn't work. If it works, it's an unequal yoke and it won't last. Number two, are you getting something? It is very hard to be faithful if you don't have a relationship with God. Very hard. So first of all, as God led me there, that place you work, that place, that business you're starting, as God led me there, some people are making 200,000 naira, their salary is 300,000 per month. You cut your clothes, not according to your size, according to the material. Someone is working with you. 6 months, no salary. He's working. He's at work 6 a.m. every day. He closes 6 p.m. every day because he has to work extra. He's doing the work of 3 people. You must honor that kind of person later. When you balance. Because you balance. Because a worker is worthy of his wages. Hallelujah. In 2 Corinthians 8 verse 5, quickly, 2 Corinthians 8 verse 5, not only as we had hoped, but they first gave themselves to the Lord, and then they gave themselves to us by the will of God. The reason why you are not able, nobody is able to control you, is because you didn't give yourself to God. The reason why, you know, your spouse has nothing to say about you, your boss has nothing good to say about you, is because really, 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 you didn't give yourself to God. Number 3, you can't do it as a man pleaser. If you are the type that have been delivered from demons, but not been delivered from men, you can do it. In Galatians 1:10, quickly, I just stop at 4 because I want us to pray. For do I now persuade men or God? Do I seek to please men? For if I still pleased men, I would not be a bond servant of Christ. If you pleased people, you will not be there. If you are listening to what people are saying, you will not be there. So what is God saying? It is not today. Many years ago, as far back as the year 2000, and I said, please, when you come to my church, I tell guest ministers, don't teach how to start business, because not everybody is called to start businesses. I know you don't believe in that, but you started and you failed. Some people are career people. I'm telling you, where they will build their house, how they will do well is in career. Not everybody. You must find out what God is saying concerning you. You can't just force me. Yeah, because X and A and B made money. My own. I've caught people in this church and said, line up there. Line up there. In the next 15 years, you'll not be where you are supposed to be. Your salary may be small, but God will give you an opportunity. Line up there. Because that's the path God wants to bless you with. Don't be. It's always greener on the other side of the fence. You know what I found out? Most people who say they are business gurus, they've not made any money. They should tell me. I know people that make mouth on the internet. I'm a business guru. Every business they've done, they failed. I know. I'm not lying to you. Every business they've done, they failed. If people will tell you the truth, it was when I got to Abuja here that I know that someone can stay in a hotel and hail a politician and get home with $10,000. And he will be saying he's doing business. Be real. Be real. You can't use your prime time to joke. I went somewhere to preach 4 years ago and I told people my age. Someone came to interview me and said, your age? And the things you said you've been in ministry for 20 years, I think 3 years ago. How come? I said, I started early. Somebody went to South Africa to study media. We needed media seriously. I caught the vision many years ago, even though nobody knew what to do, at least in the lorry where I lived. So somebody traveled to South Africa. About 10 years after, I went to South Africa and I found that the person went back into engineering. Was doing well. But I was really disappointed. I said, why did you change? I expected by now you'll be a guru in engineering and in media. I said, Baba, most people I'm in class with, by age 4, 6, they knew exactly what to do. They've been prepping them from 6. I came after graduating. How can I compete with them? I said, you have a point. So he returned back to what he did for his first degree to do it for his second degree. Can somebody shout hallelujah? Yeah. What's your first degree? Guidance and counseling. Second degree, engineering. Third degree, business management. Fourth degree, project. You are just confused. An average person will look at your CV and say, ah, this person is a phantasmagoria. Confusion. That will not be your passion. I'm out of time. Let me continue tomorrow. I decree over you, you will stay where you are planted. Where God has planted you, you will flourish there. Anybody mocking you, and they have a better plan for you than God, they will bow before your maker. They will bow before your maker. In the name of Jesus, as you are faithful, in the name of, now listen to me. Why you shouldn't be afraid after God has revealed where he has placed you. I'm talking about your career today. You can add your church to it. It's because there's nobody that does not have a place with God. Say, I have a place.
I have a
place. There's nobody. And most people know the vision, but the path is not, is that my ways are not your ways. How many know that the way up is down? The way in is up. They broke the ceiling to come in. They didn't come in through the door. Who among you want to lead? You want to be the first? Be humble. Go down. Serve. The way up is down. But the way in is up. Very strange. Some of you, maybe in the next 30 years, you will grab what I'm saying. But just keep it. Don't eat with it. I pray for you. You will not cause pain.
Amen.
As you are faithful where God has placed you, you will discover something.
Amen.
As you honor God, you'll be honored.
Amen.
I say you'll be honored.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus,
Amen.
You will walk in a strange revelation.
Amen.
Your relationship with God will preserve you.
Amen.
You'll be an imitator of God.
Amen.
You will do well. So shall it be. Pray in tongues if you believe it. Raise your voice. Come on, come on, come on.